You're listening to Your Highness Podcast. I'm your host, Diana Crash, and today I am joined by Laura Beener, the CEO, right? Or do I say co-founder and president of... Did CEO. I mess it up already?
Yeah, I've upgraded myself. No, not at all.
Of the Healing Rose. How are you doing today, Laura?
Oh, I'm wonderful and so grateful to be here with you.
And I am grateful that you're here and that you're patient. So we're going to start this episode, as we do every episode, with our recurring segment, Fave Pot and Fave Not Pot, where each of us discuss our current cannabis and non-cannabis related item, movement, movie, book, or whatever thing that you want to talk about, something that you're just like really into right now. So I'm going to start with my fave pot, and I was really tempted to make it one of your products, Laura, but I felt like that was too heavy-handed, especially since I keep talking about them, and I really do love them. So I was able to try this new product called Vibations. It's like a drink mix. You mix it in with your water. I'm drinking it now. It's really good for those days where you're moving a little slow. And it has cannabis and natural caffeine. And each serving only has 10 milligrams of THC. And right now I'm trying the peach tangerine tea mix because they were out of the pomegranate blueberry mix, which I usually get from my dispensary. And I prefer that one better, but... It's still really good.
Sounds delicious. And you can have 10 milligrams in a serving, which we can't have up here. We have only 5 milligrams in Massachusetts. So.
Yeah. And it doesn't have that like saccharine taste that some of these drink mixes kind of have, you know, like that. It has the natural sugar or the natural caffeine. And so you get some vitamins in it as well. So, I mean, yeah, all around. Pretty good. What's your fave pot right now, Laura?
So for me, my favorite method of consumption is hash rosin, and I just splurge, and my previous, quartz banger nail broke. So my fiance and I splurged on a Quave, nail, and it has all custom engraving, and it literally looks like the most beautiful piece of art I've ever seen on a rig in my life. So I'm loving that. And I also love my Fade Space insert that goes in there. So it's actually AIN material, which is what they use for artificial bones.
What?
So if you were to get like some kind of fake bone put into your body, it's this really expensive material that comes into like a little cap shaped insert that you put into your nail. So you load up your concentrates in that, and then you put it into your nail and do a cold start. And that is the best way to consume concentrates. Best low temp, you get all the terpenes, you don't waste it, you can continuously use it, so you get all of your medicine. And I think that's just the best way to consume hash, and that's what I'm loving right now.
Nice. That sounds like you don't have any cats in your life.
No, actually, we do have cats. We have 2 cats, but we have a separate area in our home, very away from where the cats hang out. That's the key there. Yeah, no candles in my home. Like, I don't trust it, but yeah.
Yeah, I had to take a break from the concentrates, but, you know, maybe when I get back into it someday. Minus the, you know, have to have like a whole room, like you said. Like, I would have to have a whole space that I can just go into that's like double padded, locked and everything. Like, no animals are allowed in, no tiny humans. And I don't have that, so.
Yeah, I feel that. We use our garage. Our garage is that's nice. An adult space. That's the best.
Yeah, that is really nice to have a garage. I don't have one, but I imagine it's really nice. Anyway, so... All right, so my fave not pot right now is actually the Alex Murdaugh murder trial. And as the kids say, if you know, you know. I mean, I've already watched everything related to it and listened to all of the podcasts, and I tune in to Emily D. Baker. She's a YouTuber who is also a lawyer, and I listen to, like, the legal takes, and I also... I'm watching the trial. It's not the most productive use of my time, but This trial is bonkers.
It is fascinating.
It is bonkers. It is way more than a murder trial. There's so much going on, and it's really cool to be able to see it happen in real life. I love to see a trial live like this. I am one of those people. I love the voyeurs.
Yeah, our entire production team is all about all the podcasts, any kind of murder mysteries, any of those type of things. Like, that's my all women production team. That's like what they love listening to.
Oh, well,
so they feel you.
I'm going to have a treat for them
in our manufacturing.
Yeah. That's how you have to keep people productive. Just true. Anyway, we're going to have our own podcast. That's going to be a true crime type of thing. It will be a fictional true crime / murder mystery, but more about that later. That's just a little tease. I'm really more into it more than anyone else in this house, but my husband is like peripherally, you know, paying attention to this trial because it's so bonkers. I just So what's your fave not pot right now?
So I guess I'll go with an item, and that would be my lion's mane capsules.
I love lion's mane.
It's not something the Healing Rose makes, but I have just been loving how using lion's mane every day has been making me feel. I feel like I'm a lot more productive. I can think clearer. And like, I just, you like look for something in coffee that like coffee will never give you. I feel like you're like drinking coffee. I am anyway, just hoping that it's giving me all of this energy and that it's making me just feel amazing. And I'm like, this is not what coffee does. And I find lion's mane is that pick me up. It helps me function. And I just love talking about people eating mushrooms and using them for medicinal purposes, because it is really that like current, I think, movement that people are trying to discover the benefits of mushrooms, and I'm all about it too. Even though it's not something my company does, I personally really
not yet. I know, I'm taking my lion's mane every day.
Yeah. Yes.
And it really does. The cordyceps together. Oof. Loving it.
I was using cordyceps for a while. That's such a good reminder to get some cordyceps too in my arsenal.
Yeah, it helps me work out on days like this where I'm just like, ooh, you know. It makes me sit upright a little more and, you know, get things done. I mean, I need a lot of things for that to happen, but that that is one of the things.
Any help, please. Like, any help, I'll take
Seriously.
It.
Seriously. And speaking of any help, that's what we're going to be talking about today. One of the amazing products that you offer. And since we get comfortable with the uncomfortable on this show, we're really going to walk that walk today. And luckily, Laura has enthusiastically agreed to go on this journey with me. Am I getting you comfortable enough to talk about it? Just kidding.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah, I know you do. So if you listened to the episode Ghost of Cannabis Future, you heard me talk about the awesome suppositories that Laura sent me. And because I love being cheeky, pun intended, I also sampled a song called Butt Plug from our friends Your Mom Likes My Music and Heart Your Mom, which I will also be sampling again later in this episode. But anyway, Laura, back to you. What made you decide to create suppositories?
Sure. So I believe it was 2018 when we actually started making them. So it's going on 5 years now that we've been making them off market and strictly just been giving them out to people in need. I've given out thousands and thousands of them. It's kind of just been this like secret mission and also research period of seeing how they work long-term for people dealing with serious conditions. And what really started it was in 2018, our first employee had really, really, really bad colitis. Like, she was young, she was in her early 20s, almost had to be hospitalized in college. She was that severe. It was all throughout her intestines or lower intestines. And when I first started, you know, making the products, I also was going, what other modalities are there to use cannabis besides just eating and smoking? And suppositories had always been there in the back of my mind as this really amazing, effective, product that people just really are afraid to talk about. It's really hard to find. And there just really wasn't enough conversation about it. So we started making them and using them with our employee, and she saw so much improvement. It was incredible. I mean, she also ate a really clean diet. She was using cannabis in other ways, but through probably those three and a half, four years of her using them, and she still uses them today, even though she's not with the company, but she was for 3 years with us. So we got to, you know, do that over almost her 3 year time with us. She actually healed almost all of the inflammation in her intestines, except for one small area. So the last time she got the colonoscopy, they were just like mind blown with how much the inflammation had healed. And then also my brother has really bad colitis. He's also in law enforcement, so he can't use cannabis how we traditionally think of using cannabis or any kind of THC. And he will now not go a day without using a suppository. And he's been using them for over 2 years. So it really was like helping people around me who were suffering and feeling like they were hopeless. And that's why we started making the products. Literally, like I said, I've been making these for years and years, just trying to get them out to people and trying to help people and being able to help so many other people now. We even have a customer who dealt with very severe rectal cancer, and she feels like the suppositories are really the only thing that's able to provide her any kind of like after care from dealing with that. I mean, she's in remission, but she still has a lot of damage from going through that. So those type of stories just like inspire you to just want to create that product and just put it everywhere.
That's amazing. And I mean, because especially when you have digestive issues, and I hate to say digestive issues, I have Crohn's disease, and I don't like it when people just say that, because it's not, it doesn't really encompass the hellscape that is IBDs. Mm-hmm. Irritable, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, no, is it, it's not irritable, and I'm going to mess this up already. I know it's IBD, but it's not IBS, and people conflate the two, and anyway, my whole point of this is that there are a lot of things that you're prescribed that only make it worse. And it's not even so much mm-hmm. just the medicine itself, which does cause a litany of issues. But as I'm sure you're aware, what the suppositories kind of help with that, like, pills can't, is that there are, like, gelatin, you know, capsules. There is other ingredients in this, in the medication, that makes it really difficult mm-hmm. and sometimes even impossible for your body to absorb. And especially when you're so inflamed, like when your tract is so inflamed, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it, you're not processing things in your body the way that you should be, right? So that's, I feel like, a really yeah. ingenious way to, and I'm sure you had all of these people who were in a desperate situation, and this was like such a great answer because of that in itself. But also, I'm sure you also had a little bit of pushback from those people who have to get colonoscopies all the time, because I know from my own personal experience, when I hear suppository, I'm like,
Yeah, and I totally get that.
So in what way do you recommend like mentally and physically preparing to use suppositories?
Sure. So I think a great time of the day to use it would be right before bed. You want to be relaxed, you want to be calm, you want to make sure your muscles are, you know, loose and you are mentally free of anxiety, so that the whole process isn't going to just, you know, be a very stressful and maybe not successful process if you really are anxious. So I always recommend people, maybe they lay on their back on their bed, they're relaxed, they need to use washed hands. If you want to use a glove, obviously that works too. But you just want to relax and allow it to enter your body either rectally or vaginally. And it can take like 10 to 20 plus minutes for it to absorb. So if you do have time, ideally you just lay back, let it absorb into your body. But yeah, it can be a lot for people to kind of break through just trying it for the first time. And then once you kind of get your own little system going, you realize it's not really a big deal, just to like incorporate it as part of your daily routine. And like I said, before bed is such a great time for it to really absorb into your body and make sure that you're getting the most out of it.
Absolutely. That's a really good idea, really. I didn't think about that. Taking it right before bed. You know, that's really smart.
There are issues. There are issues with like leakage, and if you're using a badge, really more so. So using like a liner in your underwear, you know, it's just like if you need to urinate, you wouldn't want to, like, as a woman, you wouldn't want to use a suppository vaginally and then go pee.
Right.
Like, you know, that's just, it could potentially like leak out of you. So just kind of being like strategic about when you use it, and then realizing that it's a small amount of cocoa butter. So it's nothing like crazy where the suppositories, when I was a child, they were used for, you know, if you were constipated. It's not like that where make you really need to go to the bathroom or anything like that. It kind of just absorbs into your body, and it's not as a big deal as people think it is, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was always part of the colonoscopy prep. It wasn't the last time I had one, and I was, like, very happy about that. Mm-hmm. But but vaginally, though,
I like this new procedure.
I have to speak to the fact that I also have endometriosis, and I used them during my period last month, and it was really helpful. I mean, truly, because I usually have such severe cramps, and it really helped with that. So
they're an absolute game changer for cramps. I have to say that's what I've been using them for years. And if you can get it in those like early, either right before you start or like in that first day one, day two, it will really change like that internal inflammation and that anger.
Yes.
That so many of us feel.
It really did.
When I actually gave birth to my twins, right after, my doctor was like, "Has anyone ever told you you have endometriosis?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Okay, no, then that's fine." And I was like, "Do I have endometriosis? You were just like, had me opened." It was like a really weird moment. So I think I might have some internal scarring and things like that, because growing up and through my 20s, the cramping I've dealt with periods has been so bad. And ever since we've been making these suppositories for the last 4 years, it just doesn't affect my life like how it used to. And I'm so grateful for that.
And this episode will be airing during Endometriosis Awareness Month. So please find out about that, because I think it's like 1 in 3 people have it and they don't know it. I've written a lot about it myself. And unfortunately, there's still so much that is unknown, and you can get it everywhere. Like, it can actually, the lesions can attach to every single organ in your body, even your eyeballs. And there's a thing called thoracic endometriosis, just to kind of just illustrate how there's still so much that isn't known and how doctors don't understand and aren't even trying to understand. The last time I went to the gynecologist, I told her, I've been having these pains around my, my sides during my period, like around where my lungs are, you know. And I said, you know, I've read about it growing, endometriosis growing on your lungs. And actually another doctor an urgent care doctor said that to me, thoracic endometriosis. And she laughed at me and was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. So, yeah, there is a lot that is unknown still, and a lot of people don't talk about it. And the thing is, if your mother or your sister has it, you're, like, more than 50% likely to have it yourself. So,
wow.
So that's my PSA about endometriosis. But let's talk about the formulation, because you did talk about cocoa butter. So what went into that? Because I know that you really were thinking about, you know, a certain type of delivery system. So how did you get to that point?
Sure. So we wanted something that could be made from 100% organic ingredients. So we didn't want to go down the route of trying to incorporate any synthetic, or if you look at a suppository, like at CVS, it'll have all sorts of ingredients in there. It's not just cocoa butter and the medicine. And we wanted something that was going to be all organic, and then also stable enough at room temperature. You do want a fatty base. So the cocoa butter is about, I believe, 60-65% saturated fat. That's not as high as coconut oil. Like, if you were to make suppositories at home, you know, with cannabis, for something, you know, really serious, and I would say, oh, make coconut oil ones with a little bit of cocoa butter. But it's going to, you know, liquefy at room temperature if it's warm enough. So making those for customers is just not feasible. It won't stay homogenized. It'll just be a mess. So cocoa butter stays solid at room temp, but the best part is at 95 degrees, it will liquefy. So that is, you know, less than our internal body temperature. So once it goes in our body, it will become liquid and then allow it to absorb into our body. Cocoa butter doesn't throw off, you know, pH. It's hydrating. I mean, some people use suppositories for, you know, before sexual activity, just literally to like lubricate and moisturize down there as well. So there's, you know, so many uses for vaginal and rectal suppositories. And it's really fun to see like all the different ways that people are able to use them too, because you can even eat a suppository. You know, we wanted something that could be edible too.
That's amazing.
It's just cocoa butter and CBD. So yeah, you could literally, if you wanted to make your own topicals, you could drop the suppositories in too and make your own salve at home. You know, we're going to be making them affordable enough since it's a simple product that like you can have all sorts of fun with the suppositories too.
That's awesome, because I'm sure it helps with a lot of things. And like I just talked about, it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. And because I have endometriosis, I thought I'd read this little quote from Kenigma. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Anyway, people who use Did I say it correctly? I've been like trying to figure it out.
Perfect.
Kenigma? Okay. So, people who use suppositories vaginally also report benefits for endometriosis, an extremely painful disease caused by the growth of uterus tissue growing outside of the uterus. This route of administration may also help with periods and premenstrual syndrome. In the last few years, there have been several high-profile reported stories of women using a vaginal cannabis suppository for cramps. So have you heard any stories from customers who do use it vaginally?
Yes. So like I said, we've been giving them out for years. And we do have someone who has used it for endometriosis, several people. And then also, surprisingly, probably an equal amount of people that we've been giving them to use it for IC, which is a really painful bladder condition where you get like cysts on your bladder. And that provides like a ton of relief for people dealing with that as well. Which is a lot of, is something else people really, really suffer with in pain. If I've met so many women who deal with IC, and if I didn't make suppositories, I don't think I would have ever known they had it. You know, one of my, actually our former employees had it, and it was, she would miss work sometimes because she was just in so much pain. And one of our customers that has been getting suppositories for about a year from us, she says they're just like next level. And the CBG, CBD ones, she notices a huge difference than the CBD only ones. Actually, we've done like testing with her and her having used both. And the CBG ones are just that next level for pain relief. So that's been interesting in our research.
What made you decide to add CBG?
So CBG actually works with the CB1 and CB2 receptors directly, unlike CBD. So they're actually finding that it can be better for pain relief. And it's also been found to be incredibly helpful for gut inflammation. So that's just strictly like just eating CBG on its own has been found to really help with gut inflammation. So it only makes sense if it's so great for gut inflammation, why wouldn't we put in a suppository and stick it, you know, where you just put it directly where you need inflammation and gut relief, gut inflammation relief rather. So, I love telling people that like, hey, that CBD one, that's a great place to start. But if like you need that next level, that CBG, CBD one will really, really help with pain rather than just really inflammation. It helps with both.
That's amazing. I love that you just send them out. I mean, I just love that so much. I guess that's why you got Cannabis Activist of the Year,
so
right? Like you are doing so much great work and I really appreciate everything you're doing in this space. And we didn't even touch on all of that, but people can definitely find out more about you in a lot of different places. But where can they find you specifically? Where do you want to point people to?
Sure. So you can find our website is thehealingroseco.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can also find my professional LinkedIn page, Laura Beener. I try to post on there when I remember. I do my best with social, but our website, we're very active in terms of like shipping orders out. We ship within 24 hours most of the time. You can also give us a call, and we are so happy to talk to any customers one-on-one through any personalized questions or like what product might be right. There's also a live chat on the website, and I'm texting customers all day long who are on there. So you can actually contact myself or my partner directly through that feature as well.
Joined by a dear friend of the podcast, Canna Mom celebrity, Simone Brand. And she's going to talk about something really awesome that she has to offer people who have the availability.
Yes. That's the key, right? Availability.
Yes.
And affordability.
And childcare.
All of the above. Okay, well, I was writing an email this morning to my list, and I haven't sent it yet, about this tour. But the first thing that I wanted to that sort of came to mind is, for anyone who's known me for any length of time, they know that I love to travel, and I used to travel a lot before kids. And then, like 13 years ago, which sounds really weird when I say it, when I became a parent, it's just like, you know, it stopped. I didn't have any more money. I didn't have any more time. I had no ability to get away for years and years. So the fact that I have a little bit of space now that my kids are a little bit older feels amazing. And so I want to bring people with me. I want to bring as many moms as we can fit on this trip to, you know, for self-care, for immersion in cannabis. I guess I should back up and tell you what this is about. So
yeah.
Let's do that.
It's funny because we're both writers and we both do that. We're like, let's just jump to the ending and then work our way back.
I know. Okay, basics. So I am leading a Columbia cannabis tour, the Weed Mom tour, in partnership with Windhill Tours. And a little bit about Windhill, they are medical cannabis growers in Maine. And they've been doing it for a little while now and growing some really good, beautiful nugs. And they traveled a couple of years ago with their little kids to Colombia and found some really good cannabis, found some amazing coffee, made lots of local friends and partnerships. And they figured, you know, people would really like to see this. I mean, it's a beautiful climate for growing cannabis. It's a, it's a gorgeous space, like hilly, green. It's known as the coffee region of Colombia. So like the, you know, high quality coffee comes from there. And they just wanted to share Colombian culture and food and cannabis and all of that with people. So we've partnered to offer this tour, which is coming up really, really soon, April 30th to May 5th of this year. So, coming up in like a month and a half already. And I am just like thrilled. So this is going to be kind of a shorter tour than the other ones they offer. The other ones are 8 days. This one is 5 days. I wanted it to be, you know, a little more accessible to moms who, you know, this is going to be a big deal to get away for most of us, right? And we plan on having, first of all, we're staying at this luxurious finca, luxurious in a country estate kind of way, not, you know, not a city kind of luxurious, but a beautiful green environment. There's a pool there, and there's an on-site chef who's going to cook us our 3 meals a day of traditional Colombian food. And when we get there, there's going to be beautiful welcome baskets full of herbal delights, full of cannabis. And during the tour, basically during the experience, people will have a chance to to visit Cannabis Grows, where we get to like talk about cultivation, talk about different methods, talk about, you know, kind of the ins and outs of cannabis, the terpenes, and, you know, smelling different strains and trying a lot of things. Talking with an agronomist who's extremely knowledgeable in that regard. Also, we'll visit a coffee finca estate where we'll have tastings. And again, you know, just the ability to see this agricultural product growing right in front of us. And then, you know, watching the roasting process and having them talk about like the whole, you know, farm to drinking, farm to table kind of experience. We're also going to visit a spa and have some massages and just, you know, some pampering in there. There's actually a yoga instructor who will come to the finca and teach us three elevated sessions of really authentic yoga. Yeah. And
I just can't get past the coffee part.
Oh, really?
You're speaking my language because, you know, I'm a coffee witch. Like, I love coffee.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes are getting all, like, dreamy because I'm thinking about it, but I can't go. But if I could, I would be so excited about the coffee part of it.
I know. It's a huge job for me, too.
Are you seeing cannabis cultivation as well while you're there? Or is this mostly focused on coffee?
Yeah, we are seeing cannabis cultivation as well. There are, you know, many grows going on, and some of them apparently, you know, according to these growers in Maine who really know what they're talking about, some of them are like really ramping up to be good quality, high quality. Colombia is a perfect climate for cannabis, you know, to grow, as we know historically.
So how can people find out about this? How can they purchase tickets? Are you doing this again next year? Or are you going to see how it goes?
Yeah, the plan is to do it on a yearly basis if this goes, you know, if we fill this tour and, you know, and we can get the Weed Mom thing going on. It's so people can sign up by going to windhilltours.com and, you know, just learn about the environment and learn about the tour. There's lots of FAQs, the transportation, all that good stuff. And then if they just go to book tour, they'll be able to find my specific tour. There's, you know, also others being offered this year. So, you know, it's not the only one. The Weed Mom Tour is not the only one, but I would love folks to join us, you know, especially moms to join me and, you know, really get some self-care and some community time. And that's something that I think for a lot of us moms we're missing on a daily basis, that sense of community, that sense of being able to let our guard down with other cannabis people and enjoy some self-care away from the family so that we can, you know, fill our own cups and come back with more joy.
That's amazing. I love that. Have you been to Colombia before?
I have not, actually. This will be my first time. I have traveled in Latin America. I've been to, you know, Peru and lots of Caribbean and Central American countries, but not Colombia yet.
Oh, so you don't even know how to pack. You don't know how to pack for it. I just spoke to someone who just returned from there, and they said it was cold. It was actually quite cold. I mean, not compared to where we are right now, but...
Right. In the hills, it can get a little chilly, for sure. It's not, you know, it's not a uniform climate. I know that by the beach and the coastal areas, it can be pretty tropical and warm, and then we're going to be a little bit more in the highlands. So, yeah, we'll definitely need to pack a sweatshirt or two.
It might be warm by that time. I mean, who knows with the way the weather's been going. So, before we end, let's just quickly recap. Where can people find the tickets? What's the cutoff and what is included?
Okay. So it's an all-inclusive tour, basically. So once you're there on the ground, you don't have to spend any money at all. It does not include airfare. That's the only thing it really doesn't include. So it includes on-the-ground transportation to and from the airport and to and from all of the different activities we're going to do. It includes all the accommodations, all the food, all the cannabis, you know, just the massages, the yoga, the whole experience. It's like all-inclusive, but boutique. It's small. It's limited. We only have, you know, 8 to 12 spots. And folks can find it at Wind Hill Tours. That's, you know, windhilltours.com. And my tour is, if you hit the book tour button, you'll find my tour right there. And what was the other question?
I think you answered them all, but we should probably mention that there is a discount code, a $49 discount using the code. Do we have to use the @? Symbol.
Yes.
Okay. So at Danielle Simone Brand is the code that people can use at checkout to receive a $49 discount. When is the cutoff?
We don't have an official cutoff. We probably should have one. But I'm going to say probably.
Some people might make a last-minute decision, you know? Like, say, treat yourself. Like, hey, why not? You know? I mean, if I had childcare, I would do it.
Yeah.
And a little bit more time to plan. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is amazing. And I think if you can do it, go. Go now. Go now and get
your ticket. I think it's going to be an immersive experience, you know, and Colombian food, Colombian culture, coffee, cannabis, all those things together. It's just like a beautiful, sparkly combination, in my opinion.
Yes, and the accommodations look gorgeous, too. So I'm excited for you. At least I can get like a third party experience, whatever they call it.
Yeah. And if folks are familiar, actually, yes, please. And maybe next year.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
So if folks are familiar with Mary Pryor, hopefully they are. She's been down there recently. She did a trip and, you know, had some stuff up on her Instagram about it. And also the Dank Duchess, who is, I think, LA based. And she had a recent trip there as well. So there's like, you know, some footage on their social media and just some info about it if you're curious to hear from someone who was recently there, because that will be me soon, but it isn't yet.
Well, I'm excited and I'm so glad that you came on to tell us about it, and I hope that a listener or two gets to take advantage of this awesome opportunity. So before we end, really quickly, tell people where they can find you.
They can find me on Instagram at Danielle Simone Brand, as long as my account doesn't get deleted, because you know how it is these days. I'm also at Weed Mom Book on Instagram. And then my website, my own personal website, is DanielleSimoneBrand.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for letting me come on and talk about this. I am super, super excited about this. Like, again, I am a travel enthusiast. I'm a cannabis enthusiast, quite obviously, and the ability to combine those two things. Like, often when I travel, I don't get cannabis at the same time. So to combine those two is just really, I'm super enthusiastic about that.
And coffee. Don't forget about the coffee.
And the coffee. I don't know if they have decaf in Colombia, but I'm going to have to ask for it, because I have a weird relationship with caffeine. I love, love, love coffee, and it messes me up. So.
Oh, no. I'm not friends anymore. Just joking.
I'm a usual tea drinker because of how much coffee affects me, but I love it. Believe me, I love it. So I'm going to go for it on this trip.
Peace and love, magical folks. Greetings, beautiful souls. My name is Magical Goddess Dawn, and I'm back with more Where in the World is V, a dope-ass segment brought to you by the Your Highness podcast, bringing the visual and written adventures of the traveling vegan cannabis writer to your ears. Real flavor in your ear. So for those who are following Veronica Castillo, her amazing adventures and manifestations have finally led her to Puerto Rico, where she is and has been for the past 3 months. Before diving into that, though, I really want to take a look back a little further to July 2022 and talk about the full circle fashion and how V prepared to go home to Puerto Rico after she was in Florida. So initially, V went to Florida to slow it down and get ready for the Caribbean, but she was already writing the vision of being fully immersed for about as long as she's been writing about cannabis. If you follow her on Facebook, I followed V on Facebook before I followed her anywhere else, and she was always talking about wanting to go home to Puerto Rico. So this was a big vision, and it was a major manifestation. Before embarking for Isla del Encanto, as she so beautifully puts it, she jumped back on the road for a bed and breakfast tour. She reviewed listings across the country, and this would make it the fifth time in 4 years that she had traveled across country on a tour-like schedule. You can check out those reviews on the Bed and Breakfast website and socials. V was basically like as she was preparing to go to Puerto Rico, she was like, I'll be back when I'm back. That's what she posted on December 7th, actually, before she boarded a one-way flight to Puerto Rico. Her focus was set on digging into cannabis, travel, plant meds, and of course, where to eat vegan in the Caribbean for as long as spirit guided her. V's ambition was to stay across the islands, as with all of her stays on this journey, and is made possible by the network of fabulous sponsors. And when I say fabulous, I mean fabulous. The most recent to thank is Sky High PEO, a full-service PEO helping cannabis businesses with all of their HR needs. Sky High generously sponsored V's December and January island stays. So now we're going to catch ourselves up back to March, because that's where we are now. And V is still on the islands, but she says she's ready to come home. Right now, she's on the west side and plans to stay until the end of March, and then she'll be coming back here to the States in April. The extended stay in Puerto Rico is sponsored by GreenCore Specialty Insurance. GreenCore is an agency making sure that cannabis businesses are protected from buildings to cars to theft, and it's also sponsored by High Class, a CBD-infused skincare line based on the East Coast United States. High Class is actually a brand that I've had the pleasure of trying, and I've also had the honor of meeting the owner and the founder of the High Class. She's amazing. Her name is Sita, and her products are out of this world. I actually tried the three-part skincare, I guess I want to call it a skincare kit, because you don't have to use them all together, but you can use them separately, but together is best. So there's a sugar scrub, there is a body balm, and then there's a lip balm. And the wonderful things about all of these products is that they are all, one, infused with CBD, carefully curated, and then the essential oils that have been chosen and the products that go in are products that are good for inflammation, they're good for pain, they're good for dark spots and under eye correction. It's really an amazing, amazing collection. So you check out the High Class. That's a Black-owned, woman-owned CBD-infused skincare line, and the owner is from New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. Hey! So back to what we were talking about with V. So far, V has shared the entire Atlantic coast of the island and has been exploring the sea as well. So look out for some articles featuring island businesses, people, and other must-sees. Some fun facts to share about V's visit in Puerto Rico is that she, one, learned how to cook rice and could it before then, which I gotta say congratulations to you, sis, because I'm pretty sure that all of us have had issues cooking rice for a pretty long time. And we finally get to that point where you know how to do it right, woo! I know it's amazing. I know it's going to be good. So I'm expecting some beans and rice when I see you soon. The next thing V wanted us to know is that she actually started eating bananas because she can't stand the cost of produce, which was astronomically high, especially during February. It forced her to deal with the texture, and she actually started to love them. So that's what's up. And that's a good source of potassium, vitamin K. So good for you. Good for you. And then finally, she says she learned that it's tomato sauce and not barbecue sauce that goes in beans and rice. Now, listen. That's fair, you know, that's a fair assumption because it's the spices that you got to know. You got to know what you're working with. And first, you had thought that it was barbecue sauce. I mean, that makes sense. But it sounded to me like you got your beans and rice game together. So again, I'm expecting a banging ass plate when I see you next. Coming soon, V will be sharing another big canna industry tour. So if you remember the last tour we saw V on, she was touring with Drica Gates, touring the facilities for her hemp company. So the next thing is probably going to be something so big, we just going to be high hearing it. I'm really excited. Stay tuned. You got to stay tuned for the elevation. Tap in. For recent articles, V launched the All People, Places, and Psychedelics column with MJ News Network. That column is sponsored by Sky High PEO. Shout out to Sky High. Follow along in her journey, and you'll see that V often speaks about psychedelics and their mind-healing visionary effects. I actually asked V when we were reviewing her time in Puerto Rico if she had utilized mushroom healing while she was there, and she said that she had indeed, and it gave her so many beautiful travel insights. She said month one, and she said the downloads received were while my feet were in the portal, the ocean that raised me. The ocean my ancestors traveled across, and it was amazing. I never come to the ocean and leave here the same. Mushrooms had me connecting with my dad. The life in the ocean came to my feet. The whispers in the wind told me secrets. Talk to me nice, V comments on the collective voice of the island. And I have to say, in true fashion, I feel as if all V has shared is the beautiful insights and the words that she has heard in the wind. She shared a lot about her father and the impact that his death also has brought to her life. So I'm excited about reading more about V's story and how she connected with Puerto Rico and how she connected with her inner self. Also in print and media, V attended MJ BizCon in 2022 and covered a plethora of Black excellence. Check for the stories in Skunk Magazine and Honeysuckle Magazine, the latter of which she actually is a regular contributor. So shout out to V and Honeysuckle as well, and Skunk Magazine. We appreciate you. She was recently featured on Mainstreaming Cannabis, How to Collaborate with Travel Partners, which was a panel that was hosted at the Cannabis Travel World Fair. So our sis is teaching, y'all. I do believe that the voice that V shares is like the voice of a teacher. And when she teaches, it's with an open mind and an open heart as well. So while she's teaching, she's also learning. She's sharing it in real time, y'all. So you have to tap in. So lots of sponsors have also landed another handful of new sponsors that keep her on the road and keep her covered. So if you're looking to sponsor this journey because you want to, one, be a part of it, and two, because you believe in the vision, tap in. Follow V on all socials, subscribe to her site, thetravelingvegcannawriter.com, and of course, subscribe to this podcast, Your Highness, because this segment is an overview of what she's covering and published and where she's headed. Where in the world is V? Right now she's in PR, and we expect to see her coming up soon. Thank you so much for tapping in with me. Again, my name is Magical Goddess Dom. You can follow me on Instagram at MagicalGoddessDom999. You can also follow my Dom Write the Vision page that introduces my publishing company, Write the Vision Universal Publications. We are a music and print and media company, so it's really awesome to see how things are blossoming in that area. And stay connected on LinkedIn for professional updates, and tap in with us wherever you see us. And tap it with us in the astral, you know, when you light one on our behalf, and light one for yourself as well. Take a deep breath, inhale good smoke, and exhale BS. Feel me? Peace and love.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at Your Highness Podcast or on Twitter at Highness Podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes and subscribe.